Amelia Burris for, I'll do the answer on this Thursday. Don't you just love Thanksgiving? I mean, I just love everything about Thanksgiving. I love the family coming together. I love all the elections that we get to have. The Thanksgiving meal and just the different traditions that people have, that we have, you have. It's a wonderful time, and you do have much to be thankful for. Look with me in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In 1789, George Washington officially declared that the fourth Thursday in the great month of November would be celebrated as Thanksgiving Day. You go back to the days of the pilgrims coming here from England to Plymouth Rock and on the Mayflower. And they simply set a day, their first winter, when half of their numbers were gone because of the coldness of the weather, hunger, Indian. Lo and behold, they set a day to thank, to be thankful for what they did have. And we can learn a great lesson from that. As Christians, believers, living in America, every day ought to be Thanksgiving Day. I'm glad to be an American. I'm glad that I was had the privilege of being born here. I'm glad that we live in this great land, as dark as it seemingly is getting, and as much as it seems like it's on fire burning, and sometimes it looks like it's upside down. I'm grateful to be a citizen of this great country. I have the privilege of being in many other countries. My dad was in the military. One of my sisters was born in Germany. I went to school in early grades in Germany. And so we've lived in other countries. And I've had the privilege of visiting other countries. And I'm thankful every time I get back to this great land called America. And I'm thankful for that. Our text verse says very clearly, so very simple, in everything, give thanks. You see, the word thanksgiving means the act of giving thanks. It's so simple. Grateful acknowledgement. Acknowledgement of God's blessings. Acknowledgement of God's favor. Acknowledgement of God's benefits. I'm afraid today that many are shortchanging their health and happiness and holiness by being ungrateful. And we're to be grateful. As Christians, we're to be grateful. As believers, we're to be grateful. As citizens, we're to be grateful, according to Scripture. So in verse 18, in everything give thanks. The problem with that verse is not the last two words that says, give thanks. The problem with that verse is the two words that says, in everything. Do we give thanks for things that we like and things that we're appreciative of, but we give thanks in everything. Job lost 10 children. Job buried 10 children. Job, he had grief and sorrow like you and I have when we've lost a loved one. He lost 10 children in the same day. Here's what Job said. The Lord gave. The Lord taketh away. Here goes. He said, blessed be the name of the Lord. He thanked the Lord for the privilege of being a daddy to 10 children as long as he got to have them. See, we're to be thankful in everything. Now, this is not some kind of positive thinking theology found in 1 Thessalonians 5:18. But it's just a simple down-to-earth, bottom rung of the ladder, straight to the point, command that says, in everything give thanks. And the second part of that verse says, for this is the will of God concerning us, concerning you. So Paul is writing this under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God and saying, if and when you are not grateful as a Christian, then you and I are out of the will of God in our life. God wants us to be in His will because He wants the best for us. We can make the choice to not be in His will, do our own thing. But He wants us to be in His will because that's the best that we can ever be, and that's why He wants it. And so in your bulletin, if you have one, there's just a simple little outline. It'll be very simple, and as we break down this verse a little bit this morning, I hope it'll be a help to you. First of all, gratitude is always to be expressed. Verse 18 says that in everything, give thanks. It's not a suggestion. It's not a word of advice. It's not a recommendation. But it's a clear-cut command, a mandate, that in everything, give thanks. Gratitude ought to always be expressed. As a matter of fact, in the Greek language, it's an imperative. Paul is not requesting, advising, asking to give thanks. It's an imperative. He's commanding that we constantly, regularly, often express our thanks in everything. So let me just ask you this morning. Have you been robbed, or has God been robbed by you of us being thankful? Romans 1:21, we read that earlier when we started the service this morning. But it says, because when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were they thankful. The first step of not glorifying God, not acknowledging God, not knowing who the real God is and how we're to worship Him and how we're to be holy. Hey, the real first step of backsliding from that standpoint is when we become unthankful. Says that in Romans 1:21. So gratitude is to always be expressed in everything. Give thanks. As a husband, then I ought to constantly be thankful for all the things my wife does. All the things she's done in our 47 years of marriage. All the things that over and over going above and beyond, doing all the things from taking care of our house and washing the dishes and doing the clothes and fixing the meals and just all the things that she does. Gratitude is always to be expressed. And then on her part, as her husband for 47 years, that it wouldn't hurt for her to be thankful, and she is, but for her to simply say, hey, I'm thankful you're a good provider. I'm thankful that you're faithful. I'm thankful that you love our family. So if talking to the wives this morning, hey, you got a lot to be thankful for. Talking to the husbands like myself, we have a lot to be thankful for. And we're to express that. We're to express it often. And as children, I've got two children, and you've got children and grandchildren. But our children, it wouldn't hurt them to understand to be thankful and grateful and have gratitude that's expressed often for the roof over their head and the clothes in their closet and the food that's on their table. We have a lot to be grateful for. There's a gratitude that is always to be expressed in everything in thanks. But not only that, secondly, it's a gratitude ought to always be expanded. We ought to continue to expand our thanks for everything. Paul writes in everything, not in most things. Paul writes in everything, not in just good things. Paul writes in everything, not just in happy things. Paul says in everything, give thanks. Someone might say, well, Brother Don, Brother Pastor, I don't feel thankful. There's just some things and sometimes that I just don't feel very grateful. I don't feel very thankful. But Thanksgiving has nothing to do with feelings. You see, feelings come and feelings go. Feelings are deceiving. In the Word of God, God's Word, the Bible, inspiration, scripture, the canon of the Word of God says in everything, give thanks. And so gratitude is to be not only expressed, but gratitude is to be expanded. The word thanks is found 140 times in the Bible, and we're to express and expand our thanks time and time again, over and over again, new and old things on it. We can be thankful for the blessings of life. You ever just thought about the blessings that we have in our life? Proverbs 10:22, the blessings of the Lord maketh rich. There's a lot of people that love to have the blessings we have. There's a lot of people that don't get to enjoy the favor that we enjoy as Christians. And that's a blessing of life, that God's been so good to us to give us that. We're to be grateful and thankful. Someone says, well, Scripture says you're rich, but Brother Don, I don't feel very rich. But never forget, a Christian is someone that don't have to consult his bank book to see how wealthy he is. I mean, our health, our families, just the goodness of God around us, a good church, just all the things we have to be thankful for. That's what Scripture's talking about in Proverbs. Man, has God been good to us? The free gift of salvation, it costs you nothing. It costs me nothing. It costs God everything. It costs God His best, and it costs His Son, Jesus, everything. And we get it for the taking. This we give to the Holy Spirit that God's placed in us upon the day of your salvation. The peace that we have, we talked about this morning, when you go through those valleys, we all go through. The joy that can overcome all those things, and people will look at you and say, how do you have joy when you're going through this difficult time? It's because of the blessings of God, and we're to be grateful for it. Our friends, our families that God has put us in, the circle of people that you're with most of the time in your life. I mean, your finances. I mean, the things that God's blessed us with. We have much to be thankful for. Here's how rich we are. Out of everything we have that money can't buy and that death can't take away, and we are spiritual millionaires. That's how rich you are today. And Paul is just simply saying, gratitude is to always be expressed, and gratitude is to always be expanded. The blessings of life. Think about the food that we get to eat. It has been said that 1/3 of the world's population is hungry. Our pets in America eat better than third world country citizens eat. We're blessed. God's been good to us. We drink water without thinking about it. You go to most countries, and the first thing they said is, be careful with the water, or don't drink the water. We never think about it here. We don't have to think about it here. Because of God's blessings. We're blessed to be able to turn the spigot on. We're blessed to be able to turn the faucet on. We're blessed to get a cup of water or a bottle of water. I mean, wow, how blessed are we? And we take it for granted because it's just, that's all we've ever known. You traveled overseas, and you traveled out of the country some, you got to be very careful. It's not like that outside our borders everywhere, because God's blessed us here. During the burdens of life, we all have them, even as a saved Christian, even as a Christian believer. We simply have burdens in our life. But the Scripture says, in everything, give thanks. Many suffer heavy loads and burdens. Maybe a family member diagnosed with cancer, leukemia, MS. We're never commanded to be thankful for it. We're commanded to be thankful in it. In everything, give thanks. Thanks ought to be expressed. Things ought to be expanded. In 2 Corinthians 4:5, all things are for your sakes, that grace may that cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. In all things, we're just a faithful word. Romans 8:28, for we know that all things work together for good. To those that know God, or to those that know God and love God, and do according to His purpose. Everything's ever happened to me, or everything's ever happened to you, it's happened for me, it's happened for you. You see, the purpose, according to the book of James, the purpose of trials, tribulations,
and troubles that come our way is to drive us to thanksgiving. It's to drive us closer to the Lord. And if you've ever been in a situation of a trial or tribulation, then you know it drives you to call upon the name of the Lord. And that's exactly what Scripture tells us, that our thanks ought to be expanded. Matthew Henry, who wrote a very popular commentary on the Bible, tells us in his personal diary about the time he was robbed. In his diary, the very day that he was robbed, he wrote this. He said, "I am so thankful. Number one, because that's the first time in my life I've ever been robbed. I've never been robbed before. So I'm thankful it's only happened to me one time thus far." He said, "I am so thankful, number two, that although they took my money, they didn't take my life." He said, "I'm so thankful, number three, that it was I who was robbed and not I who robbed. In everything, Paul writes, give thanks. In all things, we're to expand our thanks. In blessings, we ought to be thankful. In burdens, we ought to be thankful. And just thank the Lord for the benefits that God has blessed us with." Then thirdly, lastly this morning, as we think about this wonderful verse, gratitude is always to be expected. The least we can do is be thankful. It's the least we can do is show gratitude. "In everything, give thanks." Here it is. "For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." The bottom line, we're to be grateful, thankful, appreciative. Joe and I had the privilege of parenting two children. We have a son, Ronald, and a daughter, Miranda. But my two children were young when they were just born. They were just babies. I'd walk them like you did yours. I'd hold them. We'd feed them. Trying to get them to go to sleep. So I could go to sleep. You've been there. And they, as you held them, you think they're finally asleep, and you would so tenderly, so carefully, so sensitively, you would go over there, you'd creep in there, and you would try to put them down in that beautiful, soft crib. And you'd have them there, and you just so carefully, you didn't want to stumble, you didn't want to make a noise, you just wanted them to, so you could get out. That's what we're trying to do, is just like putting them there so we can go and get the man. So, trying to be so careful, so quiet. And I mean, you put them there, turn around, and all of a sudden, wah-wah-wah. When our first child was born, that would happen, and then we'd hear him cry, we'd jump up, we'd almost fight to go get him. And the second one got here, we'd pretend we were still sleeping. I was hoping Cheryl would hear the baby. She's hoping I would hear the baby. So that does wear off. And they cry and scream. And I'm supposed to be grateful. I say all that for this reason. Baby Christians are a lot like that in gratitude. You see, ingratitude is like that my baby daughter who seemed to have colic for 5 years. I didn't think she's ever going to shut up. But baby Christians that haven't grown spiritually, haven't been spiritually developed, they're immature as far as Christianity. Then the gratitude sometimes, the non-gratitude is evidence that they're still growing. They've got a lot to learn. They've got to become mature and perfected, according to Ephesians 4. And so we can get it with that illustration. Thankfulness is the thermometer by which our spiritual temperature is gauged. How thankful are you? How thankful am I? Or do we express it? Do we expand it? Do we expect it? To be truly thankful is Thanksgiving starts out with thanks first and giving second. I love what Psalm 100 says. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Give thanks unto him and praise his name. A person can give without being thankful, but can never be thankful without giving. Psalm 92 says this, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. So true thanksgiving is expressing our gratitude here for all that God's done in our individual lives. It's an attitude of gratitude that will literally change our lives. So again, the scripture says in everything, give thanks. Gratitude is always to be expressed, expanded, and expected. Let's bow our heads. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Just a moment here to reflect on how thankful we are. Maybe in your pew where you are, maybe you haven't been quite as thankful as maybe you should have, and neither have I. Maybe just right where you are, you just want to confess that to the Lord silently. And ask the Lord to be with you to help you be more thankful, more grateful for all he's done in your life. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your wonderful word. We thank you, Lord, for the reminder that we get this morning that we do have a lot to be grateful for and thankful for. My, have we been blessed. We're the envy of the world as Americans. Father, we're grateful for all that we have. We know that every good and every perfect gift comes down from the Father. So we're grateful for what we do have. We're thankful for what you've done for us. We just pray that you put a grateful spirit and grateful heart in our bodies. Help us to love others. Help us to love you. Help us to be grateful and thankful this week. Father, for that, we'll thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's all stand. But Reuben's going to lead us. If you'd like to join him, you can. We can help you. We can pray for you. You got it. I want to make a decision for Christ. You come today. Are you grateful? Are you thankful? Are you appreciative of God's blessings?
Jesus is coming.
Jesus is coming. We know the Spirit is with you today.
Bring in thy burden, and thou shalt be blessed. He will not turn thee away. Calling today, calling today, Jesus is calling his tender. Calling today, Jesus is waiting, oh God, waiting today. Come with thy sins at his feet, low we bow, come and no longer be alone. Calling today, calling today, Jesus is calling his tenderly, calling today, Jesus is pleading, oh listen to his voice, hear it today, hear it today. May you believe on his name, shall rejoice, quickly the rise and the way. calling today. Calling today. Jesus is calling his name. Jesus is tenderly calling me home, calling me home. Why does the sunshine of love will fill up, farther and farther away, calling to me. Jesus is calling his tenderly, calling today. Jesus is calling the weary to rest, calling today, calling today. Bring him thy burden, and thou shalt be blessed. He will not turn thee away. Calling today. Calling today. Jesus Jesus is waiting, don't talk to him now. Waiting today, come with thy sin at his feet, oh God. Come and go under the Calling to day.